फ्रेंड्स, वर्ल्ड क्लास मैन्युफैक्चरिंग चैप्टर नंबर 16, कॉस्ट ऑफ क्वालिटी। द टॉप परफॉर्मिंग कंपनीज सेट देमसेल्व्स अपार्ट फ्रॉम द कॉम्पिटिशन बाय लिसनिंग टू द वॉइस ऑफ द कस्टमर VOC एंड प्रोवाइडिंग प्रोडक्ट्स दैट मीट कस्टमर्स रिक्वायरमेंट while maintaining a high level of quality and dependability. These companies measure cost of quality and use the information gained to their advantage. That means they have to give high quality, but they have to maintain also cost of quality, because for making quality products or quality service, there is some cost. If cost is continuously increasing, then it is not correct for the company. So these companies measure and control cost of quality and use the information gained to their advantage. An organization can choose to invest in upfront quality cost. That means they will invest money in machines and equipment which will give the better quality to the product. For example, surface finish, roundness and everything. So they will bring new machines, new equipment, and then take such actions that they will improve the quality of the product. So an organization can choose to invest in upfront quality costs to reduce or prevent failures. Because why we have to invest in quality cost? We don't want failures at the customer's place. So we have to reduce or prevent failures or pay in the end when the defect is eventually discovered by the customer. We don't want the such kind of failures. An organization can choose to invest in upfront quality cost to reduce or prevent failures or to prevent pay in the end when the defect is eventually discovered by the customer, which is very, very, very serious. I will do everything so that customer doesn't find any defects. In too many cases, organizations choose the latter. Latter means they will look into the cost of poor quality only. Product failures can result in increased warranty costs and possibly even product recalls, which actually we don't want. But still, many organizations choose to control the cost of poor quality only. The impact to the bottom line can be devastating if customer finds the defects. In addition, there are the hard to measure costs incurred through loss of brand equity and possible decline in future sales. Cost of quality can have an immense impact on a company's bottom line, positive or negative. So we can invest in improving the quality, but we definitely don't want customer to find our defects. That is the basic principle of this subject or this chapter. The methods for calculating cost of quality vary from company to company. Most organizations determine the cost of quality as warranty cost, as percentage of sales. That means they will see only warranty cost. Then they will try to reduce the warranty cost. But they don't understand that warranty cost itself is a problem. In order to gain a better understanding, a more comprehensive look at all quality costs is required. The cost of quality can be divided into four categories. They include prevention. That is, prevention of defects. We can invest machines and equipments and actions and activities in prevention of defects. Then appraisal, that is inspection of some defects produced because we could not prevent it totally. So appraisal is inspection. Then in spite of all this, if there is internal failure cost, that is scrap, rework, everything, and external failure cost, that is customer complaints, you know, customer sends the products back because they are of bad quality, that is very, very, very serious. I will tell you, in this prevention, appraisal, internal failure and external failure is really having a devastating effect. So we definitely don't want external failure. Also, we don't want internal failure. Then how to avoid internal and external failure? Prevention and appraisal. So prevention has some cost, appraisal has some cost, doesn't matter. But we don't want internal failure and we don't want external failure. Within each of the four categories, there are numerous possible sources of cost related to good or poor quality. Some examples of typical sources of cost of quality are cost of good quality. Cost of good quality means cost of making good quality in our product and service, maybe investing in machines, equipment, and other things. Prevention cost. Cost of good quality has two components. Prevention cost, cost incurred from activities intended to keep failures to a minimum. Then, this can include establishing product specifications, quality planning, new product development and testing, development of quality management system like ISO 9000, proper employee training, appraisal cost. Appraisal cost means cost incurred to maintain acceptable product quality level, maybe inspection. Internal failures, cost associated with defects found before the product or service reaches the customer. That is, internally we find scrap, rework, which is excessive scrap, product rework, waste due to poorly designed processes, machine breakdowns due to improper maintenance, costs associated with failure analysis. Then external failures, which are very serious, I said, costs associated with defects found after the customer receives the product or service. It's very, very serious. External failures may include service and repair costs, warranty claims, customer complaints, product or material returns, incorrect sales orders, incomplete BOM. BOM is bill of material. Shipping damage due to inadequate packaging. Incomplete BOMs means in your delivery, some materials are missing, some components are missing. So these are external failures. The four categories can now be applied to the original equation that stated cost of quality is equal to cost of good quality plus cost of poor quality. We can increase cost of good quality in order to reduce or nullify cost of poor quality. The equation can be expanded by applying the categories within both the cost of good quality and the cost of poor quality. Cost of good quality is equal to prevention cost plus appraisal cost. Into bracket COGQ equal to PC plus AC. PC means prevention cost. AC is appraisal cost. Cost of poor quality is equal to internal failure plus external failure cost. COPQ is IFC, that is internal failure cost, plus EFC, that is external failure cost. So cost of quality can be defined as COQ, that is cost of quality is equal to PC plus AC, means prevention cost plus appraisal cost, plus IFC, that is internal failure cost, plus EFC, that is external failure cost. One important factor to note, is that cost of quality equation is non-linear. That means if the cost of quality is, that is cost of good quality is increasing, maybe cost of quality may increase, but it will result into reduction of internal failure cost and external failure cost. That's why quality equation is non-linear. Investing in the cost of good quality does not necessarily mean that the overall cost of quality will increase. That means if I bring a new machine, it doesn't necessarily mean that cost of quality will increase because my internal failure cost will reduce. My external failure cost will reduce. In fact, when the resources are invested in the right areas, cost of quality should decrease. Because what all we are doing here is for reducing the cost of quality, reducing the cost of poor quality. When failures are prevented, when failures are detected prior to leaving the facility and reaching the customer, COPQ will reduce. Cost of poor quality will reduce. Philip Crosby once said, money is the language of management. You need to show them the numbers. Joseph Juran introduced the concept of quality cost in his quality control handbook, published in 1951. Armand Feigenbaum wrote in his 1956 Harvard Business Review essay, Total Quality Control, and introduced the four quality cost categories that are commonly referred to today. When it comes to quality and cost, the four different categories that can be used to capture the quality-related costs are prevention cost, appraisal cost, internal failure cost, and external failure cost. Total quality cost is the sum of all these cost categories, prevention, appraisal, and internal and external failure cost. Total quality cost can be summarized as all investments in the prevention of cost, prevention of defects, the testing of product to assure quality, that is appraisal, or failure of a product to meet a customer requirement. Historical view of COQ. As you can see, there are really two good quality cost categories, prevention and appraisal, and two bad categories, that is internal failure and external failure. These are known as the cost of good quality and cost of poor quality. The cost of quality perspective can vary. Powerful in that it helps us understand where we are investing or wasting our money. If we invest in wrong machines, the cost of quality may not come down. Cost of poor quality may not come down. These cost categories can also be restated from the right the first time perspective. For example, prevention and appraisal costs ensure that a task was conducted right the first time, and failure costs, both internal and external, occur when a task is not performed right the first time. In 1999, Juran published the fifth edition of Juran's Quality Handbook, where he included the following depiction of the quality cost curve. Look at this graph. Prevention and appraisal cost. For poor quality, that is 100% defect, the prevention and appraisal cost is very, very less, that is zero also. As it increases, prevention and appraisal cost continuously increases, the quality improves from poor quality to amazing quality. This is the yellow graph. We'll see the red graph. When the quality is not so good, slowly it becomes amazing. The internal and external failure cost continuously come down. Then, the total of internal and external failure cost and prevention and appraisal cost. See the blue graph, total cost of quality from bad quality to amazing quality. Look at this, how it continuously comes down. So this is, that means if we invest in prevention and appraisal cost, internal failure cost comes down, then the total cost of quality continuously comes down. This is super important. So the x-axis is the quality level, which moves from 0% conformance on the left to 100% conformance on the right. As you move from the 0% conformance to 100% conformance, the prevention and appraisal cost increase linearly. Similarly, the failure cost, internal and external, begin decreasing sharply. Then the total cost of quality, which is the sum of these two other curves, also decreases sharply. Total COQ is the lowest when conformance is 100%. At this point, the total COQ simply equals the cost of prevention and appraisal. Prevention cost. Prevention costs are those costs or activities that are specifically designed to prevent poor quality in products. These costs ensure that product is built right the first time by preventing or reducing errors from occurring. Prevention cost should be viewed as an investment in cost avoidance. By avoiding a non-conformance, you will eliminate all the waste associated with that non-conformance. These include the wasted material, scrap, rework, etc. The manpower required to investigate and dispose, and the lost opportunity, cost, equipment capacity associated with your time and equipment and other hidden costs. In essence, you are ensuring that the product or service is always made right the first time. And the examples include, this is the graph, this is the chart. Prevention activities are design qualification testing, FMEA, market research, field evaluation or testing, prototype testing and iteration, new product design review and analysis, design review meetings, design validation and verification, equipment fixture design, defect proofing like Pokayoke, then supplier management prevention is supplier evaluation, new supplier qualification, supplier capability surveys, supplier reviews, ratings and quality planning, supplier store scorecard, supplier quality agreements, operations prevention, new employee screening, controlled storage, developing a process control plan, new employee training and education, internal failure, internal process capability evaluations, predictive equipment maintenance. And quality prevention is quality planning, quality education and training, quality improvement projects, process qualification, validation and verification, procedure writing, implementation of a quality data system, quality system audits, and development of quality control plans. Dr. Edwards Deming said, quality comes not from inspection but from improvement of the process. It implies that we should shift our focus from failures and appraisal to prevention through improvement. Appraisal cost. Appraisal costs are associated with any activity specifically designed to measure, inspect, evaluate or audit products to assure conformance to quality requirements. These are costs incurred to check and verify that product was built right the first time. Iska brightness badhao na, kitna faint hai wo. Appraisal costs are also considered an investment, not a loss, because you are assuring that quality specifications have been met and you are preventing unnecessary failure costs, etc. List of appraisal activities are supplier management, appraisal, receiving inspection, routine supplier audits, source inspection, routine supplier surveys, operations appraisal, in-process testing, finished good inspection, लॅबोरेटरी टेस्टिंग, इक्विपमेंट सेटअप इन्स्पेक्शन अँड टेस्टिंग, मेजरमेंट इक्विपमेंट कॉस्ट, डिस्ट्रक्टिव्ह टेस्टिंग मटेरियल कॉस्ट, क्वालिटी अप्रेझल, प्रोडक्ट ऑडिट्स, पिरियॉडिक रिव्ह्यू ऑफ डॉक्युमेंटेशन, कंट्रोल चार्ट्स अँड SPC, मेंटेनन्स अँड कॅलिब्रेशन ऑफ टेस्ट इक्विपमेंट, रिव्ह्यू ऑफ इन्स्पेक्शन डेटा, प्रोसेस मॉनिटरिंग अँड कंट्रोल. इंटरनल फेल्युअर कॉस्ट. इंटरनल फेल्युअर कॉस्ट आर एनी कॉस्ट इनकर्ड ड्यू टू फेल्युअर ऑफ अ प्रॉडक्ट टू मीट अ कस्टमर रिक्वायरमेंट वेअर द नॉन कन्फॉर्मन्स वॉज डिटेक्टेड प्रायर टू शिपमेंट टू द कस्टमर इंटरनली. दीज कॉस्ट आर इनकर्ड वेन प्रॉडक्ट इज नॉट बिल्ड राईट द फर्स्ट टाइम अँड आर ए फायनान्शियल लॉस. इट इज इम्पॉर्टंट टू रिमेंबर दॅट द फर्दर अलॉंग इन ऑपरेटिंग प्रोसेस दॅट अ फेल्युअर इज डिस्कवर्ड द मोर एक्सपेन्सिव्ह इट इज टू करेक्ट द एक्सपेन्सेस गो अप. दीज फेल्युअर्स आर आयडेंटिफाईड इंटरनली थ्रू अप्रायझल और एक्सटर्नली बाय द कस्टमर. लिस्ट ऑफ फेल्युअर कॉस्ट आर लाईक दिस. स्क्रॅप और सॉर्टिंग, rebuilding or replacing equipment tooling, rework or reprocessing, scrap or rework due to design change, re-inspection or retesting, root cause investigation support cost, extra material handling, lost equipment capacity due to sound downtime, excess inventory costs, labor losses due to equipment downtime, excess capacity needs, rejected or downgraded raw material, supplier corrective actions, internal corrective actions, material review board, employee turnover, all are these internal failure costs.